welcome back to episode 131 of the Ranting Rangers podcast in partnership with Inside the Rink. I'm your host, Jacob Berkowitz, and I'm alongside my co-host, Brett. Brett, we're up 1-0 in the series. How's it going?
Feels pretty good. I mean, I was just trying to explain to my girlfriend, like, what Rangers Twitter would be like if we came out and, like, laid a goose egg on this game and just let the Caps roll over us. Like, I like the vibes would have been so bad. And I will say, obviously, it feels great. But it's such an expected win. You know, I don't think anyone was scared of the Caps. I don't even think the Caps believe that they can beat us, honestly. I really don't. And today's game kind of says it to me. The way they played the game was like, hey, we'll give it a shot, but we're not going to win.
Well, that's kind of what impressed me, because the Rangers always play to their opponent's intensity and how good they are. And we tolerate it because, well, if that's the reason why they lose against the lower teams in the standings, mm-hmm. then, you know, when the crucial games versus the top teams, then they won't have a problem. But they didn't have that problem. They took care of business. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, they sometimes don't do that. I know playoffs are different than regular season, but they do have a tendency to lower their intensity when they're playing versus more on the, you know, the bottom scale of the standings or in the playoffs. And no, they just took care of business.
It's kind of why I fully expect them to, like, lose one game this series, because they will come out and be like, we got this, and yeah. They won't, and the Caps will be, like, bloodthirsty. Yeah, it'll happen. That's why both of us were like, yeah, we'll win 4-1. That's what the series is going to be. Yeah, they're just outmatched, outclassed in every possible way. I mean, Ovi is a corpse out there with a shot. He's got one thing that he could do, and that's it. I don't understand how their power play ended up being so good for the second half of the year to begin with. Did everyone forget how to take care of Ovi? Like, he's parked in one place.
Well, he's been doing that for like over a decade.
I know, but
I never understood why people can't just shadow over him. Like, no one ever does it. It makes no sense.
Yeah. And, like, especially now, because he's so not mobile anymore, you know, like, he can't even make a quick move. You know, like, he's parked out there. I'm always amazed by how little I actually see him skate anymore.
Well, that's the thing on the power play. The thing was, he wasn't in just that little area. He goes back and forth. Like, he, like, leans into the shot, skating into it. And he just stays still.
Yep.
But obviously, as predicted, goal scorer Matt Rempe. First goal for the Rangers. Yep. Obviously,
That was easy, free money.
Free money.
Kings, yep. I had that bet.
I honestly wonder what the odds were.
Ooh, wouldn't have been good.
That would have been really, really good. I thought it was going to be Will Cooley, which was close. He had that.
Yep.
He had that, man. If this fourth line becomes an actual asset.
Hear me out for a sec.
If they keep it simple, like they did in this game, I know they're playing versus the Capitals, right? But given how certain players on that line played versus any team, whether it was the Coyotes or whoever it was, it's definitely encouraging to see the fourth line hopefully won't be a total liability. Again, it's one game. Maybe odds are next game it doesn't end great on for that line, but there's hope, maybe.
Hope of what? What do you
hope? That there won't be a net negative.
I don't think were you expecting to be a net negative going into the playoffs?
Depended who was on that line, though. That one specific person is going to stay on that line, so you know.
I guess I felt like that line kind of regardless was going to end up being just fine. They don't see a ton of minutes, and for the most part, I really haven't. The fourth line has rarely drawn my attention this year as a problem spot. Generally, I've been like, they eat the minutes that they're supposed to eat, and it's fine. You know,
it's not just how maybe not in a negative, but how much better they could be if they had different personnel that they do have.
I get that, but I guess there's a difference between that and I guess being worried about them going into it. I mean, I didn't expect them to have, you know, two goals.
I mean, hey, Goodrow and VC are second in the NHL in points in this playoffs.
Yeah, that'll last.
That's insane.
No, but I'm you know, I'm happy with that, but like, that's not the depth scoring we're going to get in the playoffs to help chip in.
Oh, no, I'm not saying this is going to be an everyday thing, but if they could do it once in a while and not be, you know, a net negative, like, that'd be great. It's just, I feel like there are some times, whether it was in a playoff game or a big time game, Goodrow would have, you know, a string of very, very bad games. And then there's that one big game he has versus a big team. And like, see, that's why they got it. Well, where was he the last, you know, so-and-so games? Like, he comes up once in a while to show why, you know, he could be that guy, but he isn't, right? Because he only does it once in a while. So it's very possible this is a one-time thing and that's it. It's just, man, it's you have game one, your top three lines are just in a defensive battle against their top three lines. So your fourth line just says, well, screw it. Let's just score two goals here. Like, that's the type of team you need to in order to get the cup. You need four lines that can chip in and come in clutch. Again, fourth line is not going to score every game, but it's just nice when needed. And yeah, in this one game, they came up.
You'd be hard-pressed, I think, to find really anything substantively wrong with the Rangers' performance. I mean, there was the play pretty much lived in their offensive zone. They had very few, even medium danger chances. You know, their shots were from – they played like they were Carolina, but without the volume, you know? It was just like, hey, we're going to have low shot volume and low shot quality volume. And right, it just, they never really threatened. They never came out. We handled it pretty much the entirety of the game. I don't really see any big negatives from that game at all. It's it's hard for me to even talk at length about this game, honestly.
Because it was like, done, perfect, textbook, that's it. You know, like, it's also, though, they were talking about how the Capitals are going to play conservative. And as long as they do that, they, you know, that's a good chance for the Rangers. I'm like, as long as the Rangers don't get frustrated and go and get a little bit more risky, I'm fine with that. If you're going to want to play in a defensive battle versus the Rangers, and we have 10 times the amount of skill you have, eventually we're going to break through your defense and you're not. Like, I'll take that. The only concern I'd have is the Rangers get frustrated and they get, you know, exposed on the rush, and the rush is the one place defensively they have real problems. But honestly, they did. There was this one shift or a few in the second period where they got a bit frustrated, but they went back to it. And it's just also another thing, when they lit up that first goal and then Washington all of a sudden had the momentum, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. They're going to, but it was just a minute. And then the Rangers got right back to it, which, again, I know this is the Capitals, but us Rangers fans know they play, you know, based on the intensity of the other team. And sometimes, you know, they will fall apart even versus the bottom teams just because of that. And they did. They just, after what, a minute or two, they got back to it, and that was it.
Hey, the Capitals still beat out 16 other teams, you know.
Yeah. And one of them was Arizona. So
yeah,
not really. So, that
still in the top half of the league, you know. Well, I guess
I'm remember 16. We were concerned the Rangers were going to play Tampa.
You know what I mean?
The Rangers. We were concerned the Rangers were going to play Tampa in the first round.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
Yeah, no, that would have been bad. That would have been bad.
I would have been scared of anyone that was, you know, whether it was the Flyers or the Penguins or
I don't think I would versus the Flyers. I think maybe a little.
Or Detroit. I wouldn't have been scared of playing any of those teams.
Yeah, I honestly, this is the most confidence I've ever been as a Rangers fan going into a series, hands down.
Absolutely.
No contest whatsoever, because it's always the Rangers only know how to win in seven. This one, I'm like, like you said, I think they're going to win in five because there's going to be that one game where they're going to lay back a little bit. Lindgren's going to steal the show. And honestly, the thing is, Lindgren got shaky after that first goal. I don't know what he's doing, but when someone took a shot after that first goal, he like leaned like on a sideways. It was very, very weird. I don't know why he did that. And good stuff. Good stuff all around. What do you think of you saw what people were saying regarding the Lathi hit?
What about it?
about how they said it was dirty, it was boarding, it was... My question is, like, how in the world... Like, listen, Lafreniere is not the strongest guy in the world. He could hold his own, but he can't launch a guy into the boards, like, a couple of feet away. I don't know. I guess the kid wasn't just bracing himself. I mean, it is his, like, first playoff game. It's not a boarding just because something unfortunately happened. It's not how it works. It sucks, the situation, but it's just idiotic to call that boarding.
That's nowhere close to boarding. It just isn't. And just the same way, I mean, the calls in the game.
Well, the calls all day. They thought they were the main characters.
Ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Most of the calls were ridiculous. Trocheck had a couple that was like, dude, you need to calm down. But the vast majority of them were absolute garbage or really, really soft calls. But yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. The fact that we still played above and beyond that and we're like, yeah, I don't care that you're going to give them a bunch of ticky-tacky power plays. We're going to shut them down anyway. And their penalty kill looks so – I mean, their power play looks so pathetic.
Oh, it was
– couldn't get anything going.
No, it was around this. Ovi was standing still. They couldn't get anything. There was like maybe one or two chances. Like that was it. Their Rangers shut him down. They didn't. On the Rangers power play, they kind of got. Well, the truth is, a lot of their power plays came in the first period, where obviously you know the nerves still have to settle in. They weren't entering the zone well. They kind of had an extra pass or not a good enough pass. But I think this is a perfect time versus a team like this who doesn't obviously have the best. Team that this is where they could start trying to get their power play hot. Yeah. It didn't end well, obviously, the power play this time around, but yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not really that concerned about our power play in the playoffs, honestly.
They've shown, I mean, even in the Devil series, the first couple of games, they were dominant. Yeah, at the end, they weren't. But again, that whole locker room and coach situation was a disaster. So it's hard to drop. Oh, special teams was the problem. It was a coaching problem. That's all it was. And yeah, in 2022, the power play got hot at the right times. So like they've shown, you know, they'll be shaky, but when the time is needed, they'll come out.
Yeah, I don't really care about that. It's like John Cooper said, you can win a Stanley Cup without having a great power play, but you
need a good penalty kill. Yeah.
And so as long as our penalty kill looks good, I know our power play will score when they need to score. They have all year long. It's deadly. And while it may not always look lights out and how we'd like to see it every single time out there, overall it's still like, again, if you're really complaining about this game, I mean, my God, even even Trouba being on the third pair has seemed to work out well. Like both him
he's
and Miller.
He's shorter minutes now. This is what he's needed. What he needed.
Yeah, and it's working. Like our team, and it's just Schneider and Miller look so much better together too as a second pairing. Yeah. It's working out so much better. It's clear.
Saw Miller play physical today.
Huh?
Saw Miller play physical today. Like every time someone tried to cut to the net, he knocked them to the side of the net. He had. We're gonna tolerate that.
Yep.
Like that's 2022 playoffs Miller, where he just dominated. Combine your stick checking, your physicality, you'll be golden. Another thing, I thought you were gonna mention this in the chat you me and Lou have, that Kako was being more like aggressive and like cut to the net a few times. It just seemed like every little thing people had problems with the regular season were just not there. Even Mika, like he was getting in the dirty areas. I know he didn't have that many good chances, but
Kako was a quarter of an inch away from just having an absolute bar down bullet too.
Oh yeah.
That was a nice, he barely missed that thing.
No, that was, man, it stings. Cause it's like when players play well, you hope like they, especially, you know, the younger players like get rewarded. So it's like,
yeah,
it's, but you can't exactly complain when you win game one.
For sure.
One. So, I don't know what other takeaways. I know this, again, a textbook game versus a team you're expected to dominate. I don't know anything.
And it was without like Adam Fox didn't do anything, you know? like he didn't join in. He had nothing, you know.
He was he was also very.
I'm not saying he played bad. I'm just saying like he didn't chip into this victory. He wasn't a key part of this. And like there's people up and down the lineup too, like where you look at the score sheet and I recall the game and I'm like, this was a good overall team effort, but it was still not. It wasn't like, oh my god, everyone was firing on all cylinders. It was just like, nope, this is who needed to come out to get the job done today. It's very encouraging when. I honestly have trouble having anything really negative to say about it just because it was a very, very good, complete overall game. It really was.
Yeah, and also I think
we're going to get Hedo back soon. So, I mean,
right, like, and we don't have Hedo yet. Imagine putting that on the top line.
Yeah, so we're fucking ridiculous.
Like, even though I know you weren't criticizing, but to be fair to Fox, since Washington was playing more of a conservative game, the Rangers also had to play a tight game up until the second period where things opened up more and then kind of things went back to that.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Everyone, you have depth that chips in. Panarin exercising his playoff demons. Man, to all the people that said trade him after last year, that was – man, I remember last year after that series – so many people wanted Panarin gone. And yeah, given it's rare for a player that age to change their style to that degree. I mean, but man, that has got to be the biggest monkey off the back for a player in NHL history.
What, Panarin?
When he scored that goal.
Why?
What do you mean? He hasn't been producing in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did fine though.
What?
He's still got like another whole gear, I think.
Too. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it took a while. Like, what, last year he owned one assist? And even, yeah, he had 16 points the year before. But, like, we could all agree that, you know, top players get points even when they're not at their best.
Yeah, and I guess.
He was not at their best. He was not. I want to look to see how many of them were secondary apples or they were just apples that weren't as impactful part of the play.
I guess part of the thing, too, is, like, I just had zero worry about Panarin. Just because, as we've said, and it was very evident the whole year leading up to it, was that he was playing the type of game that can translate to playoff hockey.
Right.
So I guess I had no doubt that like Panarin was going to be a real fixture, on the score sheet game in, game out for us these playoffs. The only question marks for me going into this is like, hey, is Zibanejad and Kreider, are they going to do something?
Yeah, Miko was the one concern. I honestly, even though he didn't, you know, produce, I was, you know, I liked his game. I liked, he just kept moving.
Yeah,
and when you're cold, you just got to keep moving. And then eventually something will happen. And keeps us up. He'll break through. And this time he'll break through before game six, like the past 3 years.
Mika's a fucking microwave. He heats up. He heats up so quickly. Like he is. He's that kind of player. That's like a
yeah. It's the turn of the switch.
And he will. We have a long playoff run. Mika will be a big part of it. I know that he will be. And I know a lot of people are really down on him, but I think he's going to be a big contributor to this cup run we're going to make here.
Yeah. I mean, there are times where there's criticism where I'm like, hey, that doesn't make sense. Miko was the one I hear, and I was a bit concerned myself regarding going to the playoffs, but after game 1A, you know, it definitely, for now, it puts that to bed, hopefully, like if he keeps this up.
Yep. I get it.
Speaking of which, I did want to put this in there. How's the fantasy league, Brett?
The one that I won?
The one that you're commissioner of and I won.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Uh-huh. Yeah. What and I technically it? Beat you because you claimed.
Did you not get your money or?
No. I appreciate it. I got my prize.
The problem is that Will and I had such a similar build for the team that we end up cannibalizing each other's teams.
Oh, you're saying like so you kind of took each other's players and the molds of each team.
Yeah.
I got you. Will also, I believe, won his another fantasy league.
We did a Solomon's Baby thing. You know, that's what we did.
Gotcha. Well, how many players
did we still have?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we did.
Yeah, how many players did he snatch from you?
Oh, like literally 5 or 6 guys. It was ridiculous.
Like,
yeah, and then like all my entire team got injured in the playoffs. You know, it happens.
Yeah, that was rough.
I still feel very good about the team that I put together. I did win the regular season. I had the most wins. So I'll just have to take that and come back and snatch that title from me next year. But I am still a fantasy champion. I won my other league. So,
But not of this one.
I'm still basking in the glory of my own win all the same.
But not of this one.
Not this one. No.
Man, it's – I'm, like, trying to say, like, what can we talk about? But, again, it was just – it was a good game. That's it. They did what they had to do. And it's not that often this happens.
Yeah. It's a very un-Rangers-like win, to be honest.
Yeah. They had a team that they were expected to beat, and they beat them as expected.
They and solidly dominated them for pretty much the entire – I'd say, like
– You saw Tom Wilson's quote or something that, like, oh, yeah, the Rangers only dominated for 5 minutes. I'm like – were you playing in the same game that we were watching? Because, buddy, you maybe had 2 minutes of dominating play.
I'm like, seriously, I was just about to say the exact inverse. Like, of the 60 minutes, I think I felt like we owned about 55 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one goal they scored was just a bad bounce.
Yeah.
Off a skate.
Yeah. Fuck that. Your little fucking defenseman comes in and gets a little thing. Yeah, fuck you. I don't care. Yeah. Should have been a shutout. We owned him.
Yeah, yeah. He had a few clutch saves. He had one or two clutch saves in the game there.
Yeah.
That was huge. Because imagine if they go up 1-0. I still think, obviously, the Rangers win this. But just for our sanity's sake and Rangers Twitter's sanity's sake, it's a good thing he stopped us, too.
Oh, indeed.
That would have been horrendous. Okay, final thing here. Obviously, we say they're going to win at 5. Which is the one you believe that they're going to lose?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I think they're going to win again tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night. Well, it will be tomorrow night when this airs. I think when they go back to Washington, up to one of those games, they have a stinker. They get 3 by them. We lose like 3-1, 3-2. And then we come out and they're like, fuck that. We win the next two. We're done in 5. Out.
Yeah. I just have a bit of PTSD of the Rangers going up 2-0 this series.
Yeah, I know.
Because they don't have that just killer instinct. Just kill it. That's it. Just put the final boot down. That's it. And
this team might this year, honestly. They really might. I kind of do believe in LaViolette. And I think the times that they weren't like that this regular season are things that aren't going to happen this
season. Oh, okay. Thank you for reminding me. I was like, I'm forgetting something. And I know I really wanted to mention this. It took LaViolette maybe a period and a half to adjust something. So you had Panarin on the first line, and then you had him on the second line. It took Gallant 6 games to adjust something.
Yep.
And what happened, Brett, when he adjusted with Panarin? Obviously, he still scored on that second line. But you put him on enough times, he's going to score.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean – I'm just very happy that we have a coach that LaViolette was able to make the move to have Trouba move down to the third pair right before the end of the season. Like, I know a lot of coaches be like, he's the captain, he's been on this pairing, I'm not moving, you know, like, and especially with like, oh, he doesn't have time to gel or whatever. It's like, no, he had like 2 fucking games to get used to that right before going into the playoffs. And I like that he was willing to do that.
To be honest, I was shocked. I thought for sure there is no way they're putting an $8 million captain on the third pair. And LaViolette had the guts to do it. He put him on the third pair, and that's what you're needed. Trouba could be good on a sheltered pair. It's very possible. He played well today. But put your best players on the ice, not the players who make the most. Or else we'd be having good trouble with the second line.
Absolutely.
So you said the one of the game 3 or 4?
Huh?
For when the Rangers lose that one game.
If we lose one, I think it's going to be game 3 or 4. I'll say game 3.
You got to pick one, Brett.
I'll say game 3.
3? I really don't want them to lose 3 then, because I'm going to be like, ah, shoot, here we go again.
You won't be watching that game either, so.
No, that's game 2.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to go get – you know what? Screw it. I'm going game 4. I'm going game 4.
Game 4?
No. Meaning I'm going with that they're going to lose game 4. For once, they're going to win 3 in a row. This team has a component of whatever it is that past Rangers teams have not had. This have a killer instinct now. They're not. I don't think they're going to sweep. They're going to lay back that fourth game. You know what? Washington's done by then. They're not going to have any fight left. Yeah, I think it does make sense, game three, because you're not going to want to go down 3-0 in the series and the Rangers are going to lay back. Yeah, you know what? I agree. I take that back. It's going to be three. I realize, I'm like, yeah, why would Washington, like, Washington wouldn't have any fight left after game three if they were down 3-0? They already probably don't even think they're like, oh, we're in the playoffs? Oh, I didn't know that.
They shouldn't even be here to begin with.
What is their goal differential, like, minus 37?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly.
It's insane. Oh, man. All right. Anything else before we end this?
Nope. Let's wrap it. We'll be back after game two.
Yes. So just to let people know here, we will be back. Hopefully the podcast episode will either drop Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. One or the other there. But anyways, thank you to the listeners, and we will see you next time.